morning, everybody. Welcome once again to Plaza Bible Church. Happy Father's Day. I, too, want to recognize and honor the fathers here this morning. So if you are a father, grandfather, stepfather, spiritual father, whatever father you are, please stand up. Please stand up. Let's recognize them. You guys are awesome. And today is your day, so you are loved and blessed on this Father's Day. So thank you for being here this morning. I, too, as most of you know, am a father. My son, this week, actually had a fantastic week. He had his birthday on Tuesday. He turned 10 years old, so he's now double digits. His day after that on Wednesday was his last day of school. So, of course, summer is here. I asked him on that day, I said, Chase is his name. I said, so, Chase, you know, at the end of the school year, you probably had some cool things that you're doing and learned about. You know, anything exciting? He said, well, absolutely, Dad. One of the things that we learned about was histories of other countries. I said, really? Was anything intriguing or interesting? He said, in fact, yeah, there was. Did you know, Dad, that in ancient China, a man actually really doesn't know his wife until the day he marries her? I said, son, you have no idea. Once a year, I get a joke like that. A lot of great things happening here at Plaza, guys. Break out your little bulletin and follow along. Summer camps, kids camps, youth camps come up in the next couple weeks. If you have one of your son or daughters attending those, today is the actual last day to get your registration in and the money in. So go ahead and do that. See you, Brenda, if you haven't already done so. Those are coming up here in July, so right around the corner. So look forward to getting our kids over to the camps this summer. Also, Brenda mentioned last week the summer soul food Bible devotionals that our youth are going through. One thing that she did not mention is that the booklets or the programs, if you will, are out in the foyer. So please make sure there's two different sets, one for the elementary kids and then one for the junior high and high school groups. Make sure that you sign out those and pick those on your way out. And that'll be going through the summer as well. And then she'll be finishing by around end of August or so. So summer soul food for the kids. Looking forward to that. Also, the young adults. This Friday, you're going to be doing a little car rally on the 25th, so I know that'll be some fun stuff going on with you guys this coming Friday. And guys, the next men's breakfast is in a couple weeks on Saturday, July the 10th, 8 a.m. over in the fellowship hall, so guys, make sure you get that on your calendar and come with empty stomachs, because there's always good food for that on the men's breakfast. So that's it for the announcements. I do, of course, on a Father's Day, need to share another quick Father's Day story. Has to do with me and a relationship with my father. Of course, it is a true story, so follow along this with me, shall you? As most of you, well, actually, most of you don't know that I actually went to law school. And like I said, a true story. Go with me on this. So in between a couple of jobs over the past few years, I had an interesting interview with the corporation, and I sat down, and the girl asked me, she said, you know, our firm represents honesty, integrity, and responsibility. Can you give me an example of those traits that you've exemplified in your past career? I said, absolutely. You know, my dad and I had a fantastic relationship growing up. He was always with me at my baseball and my soccer games, always with me, helping me through my high school and my homework and everything. So much so that he said, son, if you want to go to law school, I'm going to lend you $50,000 to help you get through it. I said, Dad, that is awesome. And I told him, I said, when I do that and I graduate and I try my first case in court, I'm going to pay you back every last cent. And I told the lady who was interviewing me, I said, I did that. And to this day, I'm debt free to my dad. She said, wow, that's exactly the kind of guy that I want to hire in my firm. By the way, just out of curiosity, what was that first case? I said, well, it didn't have to do with my dad. He sued me for the money that I owed him. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Pastor Mark, come on up and be great.